Please be seated. A few weeks ago, I was out on my lunchtime run through the cove, listening to Pandora and brooding to myself over this moment. I knew I was scheduled to preach on Trinity Sunday, the church calendar's annual observance in the shadow of Pentecost, and struggling to find an answer to the question my homiletics professor at Swanee insists should guide the preparation of any sermon or homily. What does the Holy Spirit want the people of God to hear from these texts on this occasion? The answer came from an unlikely source that afternoon, as my music program brought the first notes of Spanish Pipe Dream by that 20th century prophet John Prine. The song is a ballad in which the narrator tells of his encounter in a bar with a wise exotic dancer who, like Lady Wisdom in this morning's Proverbs lesson, comes to him with words of guidance for his life. I won't sing you the whole chorus, and anyone who has heard me sing can thank me later for that, but the list of life prescriptions begins with advice to blow up your TV and throw away your paper. Sage words during this most bizarre political season. It then continues with the dancer finally telling him he just needs to plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, and try to find Jesus on your own. That last line hit me with a jolt. Try to find Jesus on your own? Really? Is that even possible? There are a lot of folks who seem to think so. One of my dearest relatives has decided to spend his sunset years holed up in his kitchen watching cable news and rarely leaving the house. He has not seen the inside of a church in decades, does not own a Bible, does not even know the name of his next-door neighbor. And yet, he confidently and repeatedly assures me that he has gotten right with the Lord and is a good practicing Christian. It all may be a little whistling past the graveyard, but the sentiment is certainly out there. Folks who truly believe it is possible to find Jesus on your own, with no guidance other than what's floating around in your own head. Our gospel writer would have found all of this puzzling. And to see why, you need only look at the last several weeks of the lectionary, which has featured readings from Jesus' farewell discourse in the Gospel of John. This passage, which goes on for several chapters, constitutes Jesus' final instructions and summing up, his closing argument, if you will, just before he is arrested, tried, and crucified. In last week's excerpt, we learned something that should make all of us feel better about those days when we're not feeling it and wondering if there is something wrong with us when this place and the time we spend together do not lead to a feeling of spiritually being on the beam. If you have ever wondered whether you would do better if Jesus himself walked in the back door and spent an hour here in our midst, his disciples would give you the answer. Probably not. Listen to the words of Philip, a disciple who accompanied Jesus from the very beginning of his ministry, in the hours just before Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. At that moment, Philip asks of Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Talk about failing your final exam. Even Jesus sounds a little perplexed and tells Philip that the words Jesus speaks are not his own, but those of the Father. He then explains that the Spirit of truth, the pneuma aletheos, will come and teach his followers everything. He names the Spirit the Paraclete, which means advocate or helper, or my personal favorite translation, the champion. The term comes from Greek law of that time and refers to someone who would come into the law courts with you not to plead your case. You were expected to do that on your own, but to help you and to vouch for you if necessary. You did the heavy lifting, but you weren't alone. So, there is the Trinity. Jesus speaking the words of the Father and living as an example of the Father's love, with his message of love revealed through a spirit of truth that will not only teach you everything, but stay beside you on your walk. In today's reading, we hear that the Spirit comes from the Father, like Jesus, and like Jesus, he or she will speak the Father's words. Until that moment of revelation, Jesus' disciples could not find Jesus on their own, even with Jesus standing right there in their midst. So if you have days when it is just not resonating with you, don't feel so bad. But is it all about mere words of love, some divine message from above to help you find your own salvation? Life does not seem to work that way. And Jesus tells his disciples in today's reading that they are about to move beyond his words into a journey guided by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is explicit that there are things they simply do not know as they embark on this journey and will just have to learn along the way with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is a little reminiscent of the advice given by the German poet Rainer Maria Rilke over a century ago in a book entitled Letters to a Young Poet, in which he counsels, "Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given you, because you would not be able to live them." And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. Living into the answer is the gift of following the Spirit on a journey to share God's love outside the four walls of this church. Jesus closes the farewell discourse in a passage we heard a couple of weeks ago with a prayer to the Father that reveals that this is the point of becoming one as a community of faith by hearing his words and emulating his love in the world. Jesus prays these things to the Father so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as much as you have loved me. The world is not going to get it without the Spirit, and the world is deaf to the Spirit without the disciples and their descendants, all of you, bringing that message outside the four walls of this church. And it is a message of love we are guided to bring, not just words, feeding the hungry, comforting our friends racked with grief or trapped in addiction, or just being there as God's presence for those who are alone. None of that happens without the Spirit, without you. So this Trinity Sunday, as we celebrate the beginning of our graduates' journeys into the world, all of you are being commissioned on a journey as well, to bring the word to your neighbors, to save all of those folks who are out there trying to find Jesus on their own, or maybe not even that. And along the way, with the Spirit of truth to guide you, your life and the life of this church family will reveal Christ to you and bring you the peace Jesus promised as he commissioned the first disciples on their way. Amen.